لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون، ربنا السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة، ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم عسى أن يكونوا خيرا منهم، ولا نساء من نساء عسى أن يكن خيرا منهن، ولا تلمزوا أنفسكم ولا تنابزوا بالألقاب، بئس الإثم الفسوق بعد الإيمان، ومن لم يتب فأولئك هم الظالمون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, this Friday afternoon I would like to advise myself, as I feel more need than anybody else, and request all of you to let us follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and practice the piety in the aspects that Quran has asked us to practice the piety. One of the aspects that was mentioned in the past 2 weeks as well, that is our social relation with our brothers and sisters, and how it's possible that we can establish that relation and make that stronger within ourselves. Quran has given best of the commandments. When we have belief and faith, that brings many obligations. Faith itself is a foundation that we need to practice according to that, if we need to keep that faith in our life. There are some actions that can harm our faith, and if our faith is being harmed, then our society will be harmed. That means our social life is going to be in danger. We will not be able to establish that community of brothers and sisters that was being mentioned in the past, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. That brotherhood and sisterhood can be established if we start thinking about the diseases that can be danger for our community and our brothers and sisters. Those danger zones are being mentioned in this verse of Surah Hujurat. So let us see what are the danger zones. One of the danger zones that was being mentioned, that is maskhara, or making fun of other people, or sometimes bullying others. That is a danger zone. Danger zone for our brotherhood and sisterhood. Last week I had mentioned few of the reasons for maskhara. Why somebody likes to do maskhara? Why it is that somebody likes to make fun of the other people? So there can be certain reasons, and if we know those reasons, then we may be able to come up on those diseases and overcome on the diseases. We'll be able to cure those diseases. Can I request Maulana, please come forward. Please say salawat. First of all, as when Quran has said, Ya ayyuhalladheena amanu la yaskhar, that means iman never match with belief, with maskhara and making fun of other people. Iman requires that we should not do. So that means something that can be harmful for iman, that is maskhara itself. One of the reasons that I had mentioned, it can be power in the hands of people or authority sometimes. If somebody is authoritative, then he may make fun of the other people because of his authority, because of his position. And he may challenge other people because I have this authority and you don't have. Or some people or some of the powers, because of having their power in their hands, they may do maskhara of many other nations. There is possibility that they make fun of the other nations, and they do not like to respect and insult other nations. So in Quran it's been said qawmun min qawmin. It's not been said from individual. It is speaking about a social aspect, that if a nation, it's going to do maskhara of other nation. So there can be possibility that because we have powers in our hands, that is why we may make maskhara of other people as well. And there are certain ayat that also speak about that man ashaddu minna quwwatan. Sometimes it's been said, who is the most powerful than me? So it's when somebody has power at that time, he's going to claim. Or maybe if you are stronger in your body sometimes, dear children, maybe sometime if you become adult, if you are in an age, then you start being arrogant that I am more powerful. Because I am powerful, I can do anything that I like with anybody. So this should not be the case, that we should not use our powers and abilities against anybody, but we should use our strength for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we can be productive in our life and we can achieve certain goals in our life. This power should be used for some of the constructive type of things rather than destructive things, and we should not bully other people. Another reason that it was mentioned in the past, that was knowledge. Sometimes information, knowledge itself, it can be a curtain. It can cause that we do maskhara of other people. Maybe degrees sometimes, being masters in any of having skills, for example, being an alim, being doctor sometimes, that may cause that we do maskhara of other people. And you see Quranic verses mention about that. Farihu bima indahum min al-ilm, that they become happy whatever knowledge they have. That also make them happy. Knowledge should make us more humble rather than it make us arrogant. If it is going to cause arrogance, then there is no use for this knowledge. It's not a knowledge. Knowledge should bring us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alaykum as-salam. Knowledge should be able that we can work more in our life and train ourselves, we can do khudsazi. We can develop in our life, within ourselves. Knowledge should be used for our self-development. It should not be used to compare with other people. We cannot use this knowledge that we compare with other people. If somebody is has a master's, then he should be humble, she should be humble. If somebody has a degree, it should not be the reason that I should degrade other people and disregard other people.
فَارِحُوا بِمَا عِنْدَهُمْ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ وَحَاقَ بِهِمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
So you see, they do istihza' of other people sometimes. They make maskhara of other people. They make fun of the other people. And this should not be. So if you are graduated from somewhere, that should not be the case that those who are not graduated or those who are being failed, you disregard them. There can be certain reasons for being a person that is not being able to be passed. Another reason, sometimes we like to play with other people. You know, sometimes we like to make just fun. It's just making fun. I like to make myself happy. So making jokes sometimes, cracking jokes. While we are sitting, we targeted one of the brothers and we started cracking jokes against that person. That becomes maskhara. It's not allowed. Quran says, "La yaskhar qawmun min qawmin." Because when you are making fun of other brother or sister, and if he is being angry, that causes anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah lives in the hearts of mu'mineen. He's closest to us. When you make a mu'min angry, that means you are making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry. Don't make maskhara of other people. It's possible that that person is better than you. We always need to give benefit of doubt. You know, this is one of the best ways. There is a place when we like to disregard anybody. At that time, Quran says you need to give benefit of doubt. What is benefit of doubt? Benefit of doubt that he or she may be better than me. Who I am that I have to make fun of somebody? Why I have to bully somebody else? They may have better qualities. There are many secrets that we do not know about other people. Dear brothers and sisters, there are many secrets that we really do not know. That person who lives at home, the times when he is secret with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he communicates with Allah, sometimes being lonely with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do we really know the secrets of people? We only know about a little moment. We only know what it comes on the surface. That is what we know. We do not know the rest of that. There can be a time that somebody repents before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if somebody has a weakness, first of all, if there is no weakness, then of course it is not allowed. If there is a weakness, then also we need to think positively, give benefit of doubt, that definitely person has been able to overcome on that weakness and cover that weakness. And he has been able, she has been able to repent in that type of weakness. We should not make it something big deal. Sometimes make, if we see a little type of the mistake in somebody, we make it big deal. We say to everybody, we disclose to many people, which is not allowed. Or sometimes we are sitting in a group of people and we start making fun of that. La yaskhar, Quran says, do not do that. Have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the day of judgment, we will stand in the court of Allah. On that day, we will be answerable. When we made any mistake that is belong to myself, then I would be able to answer for that. But how about when I made any mistake where I made fun of the other people? When I have been able to break the hearts of other people, then what? Who is going to forgive? Would we have chance that we can go to somebody and ask them? No. Those chances are being taken out. Now we'll be alone with our practices. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to ask. He is going to be the judge on the day of judgment. Nobody else. And judge of that smart judge who sees himself, watches everything. Every our practice and action is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَّرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ وَرَسُولُهُ. O Prophet, you should say that practice, that Allah is watching you. Every minute that we do, any single moment, any single movement that is being watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is being watched. You move your hand, it's been watched. You move your eyes, it's been watched. Even sometimes what we think, do you think that Allah doesn't know about that? Those thoughts are being created by Him. Whatever it is in your minds, that is also known by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything. وَهُوَ عَلِيمٌ حَكِيمٌ. He's a knower and He's wise. It's His karam and generosity that He has not made us accountable about our thoughts, what we reflect. If He wanted to, He could have done, making us accountable what we are thinking. But still He is being generous. Let us learn from Quran, brothers and sisters, that from today we should submit before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will not make fun of any of our brothers and sisters. We will not bully anybody who is our dear brother and faithful brother or sister. And we will give benefit of doubt to our brothers and sisters that can make our brotherhood and sisterhood stronger. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي شباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا طار البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره والمستشهدين بين يديه. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are in أيام أربعين, the days to commemorate the 40th day for the martyrdom of our Mawla Aba Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salatu wassalam. And also, according to one of the narration, today is the day for the martyrdom of our 8th Imam, the Imam that is called Gharib al-Ghuraba. The life of both personality is example for our life. It is a life full of the piety, a life that has been able to become example for all over the world. Today we are honored to have Imam Ridha in our life. It is our honor that we are followers of Aba Abdullah. Day of Arba'een, or day of martyrdom of any Imam, is a day to give allegiance to Imam, to give allegiance to Imam, to do bay'at of Imam, and especially Arba'een, as Arba'een was significant in the past, but at the moment it has become really a significant event that is more important at the moment than any other gathering in this world. The gathering that has caused concerns of people and eyes of the world, they are looking today towards the walk from Najaf to Karbala, from Basra to Karbala, from Kuwait to Karbala, from various destinations, a flood of the people that is heading towards this destination. Their destination is only one. And millions of people, by saying today, Labbaik Ya Hussein,
Labbaik Ya Hussein,
Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Hussein, Labbaik Ya Hussein. This walk, which has become tradition today, it's not a new tradition that was tradition in the past, that was being based and found by the great personality of Jabir ibn Abdullah Ansari and also Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam. They walked towards that. Our sixth Imam has walked towards Karbala, and our many of the scholars and ulama, mujtahideen, in the past, they used to walk towards Karbala, and this has become a blessed walk today that children from various countries, youth from various countries, ladies, old people, everybody feels honor walking towards Karbala. And it's really honorable. It is honorable. I'm really sad to see that many of the media resources, CNN, Fox News, BBC, just visit them. If any bird dies in this world, they will give headline, right? But today, around 30 million people, they are gathering at one place, heading to one place, with one slogan, with one love, but it's not been highlighted. It's not on spot. It's completely censored. Why they like to censor? Because it's not in their favor. It's not in their favor. They are in the fear of this gathering, and they should have that fear, because this gathering is going to change the world. Path of Aba Abdullah al-Hussein is going to bring justice in this world. This is going to be the gathering. That similar gathering is going to happen in near future. If today we can see a gathering heading towards Karbala, similar. We expect that at the time of reappearance of our Imam, gathering will head towards Makkah. it will head toward the place where Imam is going to hold the flag, and the flag bearer, when he's going to announce within the world, the people, they will head towards him. And those who have believed today to say Labbaik Ya Hussein, they will say Labbaik Ya Imam Zaman. Dear brothers and sisters, it is our honor that we are follower of those personalities who sacrificed for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was a time when Hussein was alone, and on the day of Ashura he said, Hal min nasirin yansurani, Hal min dabbin yadubbu an haram Rasulillah. Is there anybody who can protect me? And today he has the people, those who like to sacrifice for him by saying, Bi abi anta wa ummi, Inni silmun liman salamakum wa harbun liman harabakum. Those who say, Ya laytana kunna ma'akum. So enemies of Islam, they are trying their best by blasting bombs in various places. At least many of the bombs, until the people, they started walking, that have been blasted, and many people, they are martyred. But go and see if they diverted their path, if they have any fear. Imam Hussein has taken fear from the hearts of people. He made the people brave, courageous, that move forward. And Karbala is going to give a courage to the world, that world will be a new world in the future. A new world will be formed by Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. At the moment, I think three bomb blasts in the path towards Karbala, and tens of people are being martyred. My condolences to our mu'mineen, brothers and sisters, and special condolences to Imam of the Age for this loss of the life. But definitely they have been joined with their Imam, and they are in Karbala, as their hearts were in Karbala. Another thing that I want to mention, as the Islamic Republic of Iran has become a challenge for the world today. So there is a question. There is a question mark. Should we be friend with Iran, or we face Iran by attacking on Iran? This is a question mark in the minds of so-called leaders or so-called international community. There is an argument between friends and foes, and they are thinking days and nights what we should do. So it has become just a bone in their throat that they cannot do anything. It is a challenge for the world. If really they were being manager or leaders, they would have been able to resolve this matter. And today we can see their commitments, and commitment of other side, commitment of the leadership, commitment of Islam, commitment of a government based on Islam. See, they are committed. If they made an agreement, they are standing on their agreement as well. But another side, you can see every day there are different types of moves. Somebody says something, somebody else says something else. So you can see that what is the situation, that other than Islam, if anybody claims that they have leadership, they don't have it. They don't have their leadership. If they would have any leadership, then they would have followed. Because of this challenge, there is another united front that is forming, although it was been in the past, that was secret, and now it's becoming open. There is united front of Saudi Arabia, sometimes I said Yehudi Arabia, with Israel. So there is a united front that is forming. Because of their benefits, now they started thinking what's wrong with that. One side is Masjid al-Aqsa, another side is Masjid al-Haram. So we'd like to have a good unity. So they started forming this unity that Israel and Saudi Arabia, they're going to be close friends. They are making some sort of pacts between them. And Saudi Arabia is really upset. It's really upset since past movement and the development that have happened within the world. If you have seen yesterday, Ambassador of Saudi Arabia, because of being upset, he said that we would like to move alone. We don't like to have any allies with us. So it means that they were relying in the past. Now they are announcing their freedom. So something is good with that. At least we should accept that there is a little goodness in that, that they like to have freedom. So at least they will be free. Until now they were being slaves. And they were working as slaves. Now they want to come out of slavery. So whatever it is going to be price of that, even if it's going to be in the price of opposing Islam and Islamic Republic, but we are happy that you are announcing your freedom. You are coming out of the slavery. And you started thinking that you can do something as well. So this is good. At least I can say that this is something good, but another side, this country has caused destruction within the world. And according to today's news, it has been said that Federal Court of New York City has revived the litigation that was being filed by the people that Saudi Arabia is behind 9/11. And Saudi Arabia was the cause of 9/11. So we don't want to discuss that who was cause and who was not the cause, because that is something that courts have to decide, and there has to be an open court where this decision can be made. But at least they are reaching up to some core matters, that people they realize that there were some sort of agreement being made, and this government, it was supporting Al-Qaeda in the past. But what is the difference between Saudi Arabia supports Al-Qaeda, or America supports Al-Qaeda, or European Union supports Al-Qaeda? Any country that is going to support Al-Qaeda or support Taliban, they are going to be with the same consequences, and they are going to face those consequences in the future as well. Making friendship with those who are terrorists of the world, definitely it is going to have consequences for the countries, those who are going to be friends with the terrorists. And today, as far as I know, that America has given commandments to Pakistan to make some sort of friendship with the Taliban forces and Al-Qaeda, and build relation and making bridges with the Taliban. So the same Taliban, those who were being enemies in the past, those who are becoming friends today. And Pakistan's situation is developing, and we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the day of Arbaeen as a safe day for mu'mineen. As the government also is trying to pitch in, and they have some sort of plots that are international plots, unfortunately. In Rawalpindi, there is a procession that has to happen on Arbaeen. And there are groups, those who are announcing a conference on the way where this procession is going to pass, and it may cause a fitna. And you can understand that Rawalpindi is closest to the capital, Islamabad. And if that can start happening in a city which is closest to the capital, then any other city is not safe. So we pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect our mu'mineen mu'minat. May Allah provide protection to all our Husainiyas, our masajid, our scholars. And may Allah provide protection to our zayreen, those who are visiting Haram-e Aba Abdullah al-Husayn, and make their journey safer, as we have many of brothers and sisters from our community, those who are visiting Karbala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their journey safer and bring them back safe to their homelands and their communities and their families, inshallah. I pray, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal-akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asri innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati. وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.